4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. And you have made it, I have made it, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. Stan Andruski is going to be here in just about a half an hour. You know, Stan hosts the amazing show, incredible show, wonderful show, best weekend radio show anywhere, called In the Garage with Stan Andruski every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And on Friday, Stan drops by to give us a little sneak peek into what it is that he'll be chatting about. My dear friend Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market is going to be along at 5:33 because the vice president who would like to be president is blaming grocers around America for the high prices. It is so disconnected from reality, and it is so dangerous. You know what's even more dangerous? There are people who believe her, and there are people who will vote for her, and it's just absurd, absolutely absurd. All right, I have to pass along some bad news as well. You know that I've spent many years working in the world of professional wrestling. And so I just kind of stay on top of things. I have no idea what's going on right now. Like, if you were to ask me what the storyline is for any of these, I have no idea. I don't know who's out there. I don't know who's working. My days are in the past. But Afa, who was one half of the Wild Samoans, along with his brother Sika, Afa has just passed away a couple of moments ago, getting that report. And his brother Sika had actually passed away a couple of weeks back. So sad. They're very, very talented performers. And I just thought I would share that with you. I know we have a lot of pro wrestling fans who are part of the program. So both Afa and Sika, within a matter of weeks, have passed away. Do you want to hear from our vice president? I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to give you a warning. If you have anything in terms of liquid, you're going to want to put it down because there's a whole slew of spit takes coming. All right. Let's do this. We've given this is an official warning. If you are driving, you may want to pull over to the side of the road because I am not going to be responsible. If you hear our vice president and her bat crap crazy Karl Marxist ideas, if you wind up running into the car in front of you, I'm not going to be responsible for that. So you may want to pull over to the side of the road. And again, on a personal basis, let me hang on just one second. Well, because I don't want to do that while I'm listening, because I would wind up spitting all over the place. Well, it's the company computer. Probably wouldn't be the worst thing that had happened to it. But anyway, if you're ready there, Germ, cut number two.
We will help the food industry become more competitive because I believe competition is the lifeblood of our economy. More competition means lower prices for you and your families.
And pardon me for just, I just got one of those dumb questions. How exactly are you promoting competition by fixing the price for goods at the federal government level? How does that encourage, inspire, create competition? All right, well, she can get back to me on that one. How about cut number three?
I will address in greater detail my plans to build an opportunity economy. And today, I will focus on one element that's on the minds of many Americans as they pay their bills at the kitchen table or walk the aisles of a grocery store. And that is lowering the cost of living.
Yeah. Can you do anything about bouncy hair and bad breath and toenail? Because, you know, those are, listen, if you are going to fix the cost of living by having the federal government more involved, the same federal government which has managed to go $35 trillion in debt and has not had a single solitary balanced budget since the year 2001, then what the heck? I want some stuff too. I want my flying car. The Jetsons promised us flying cars by this time. And we don't have them. How about cut number four?
As the price of housing has gone up, the size of down payments have gone up as well. Even if aspiring homeowners save for years, it often still is not enough. So in addition, while we work on the housing shortage, my administration will provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 to help with the down payment on a new home.
I want to know how they were able to assemble such incredibly stupid people in one place. I mean, you heard the people in the background clapping and cheering and hooting and hollering. Do they really believe this? Any of it? I mean, I don't know. So let me see if I understand this correctly, Madam Vice President. So the cost of housing has gone up. And at the same time, the cost of the down payment has gone up. You do understand. No, who am I kidding? I was going to say you do understand. But come on, Jeff, she doesn't understand. She doesn't give a crap. She's a Marxist. All right. The cost of the down payment goes up because the cost of the down payment traditionally has been somewhere between, at this point, I guess 5% will get you into a house. In some cases, it used to be 20%. Remember that? You had to have 20% down to purchase a house. Then we said, well, everybody should own a home. And we imposed all sorts of federal rules and regulations that said, well, you don't have to have 20% in the game anymore. We're going to 10% would do. 10% is good. If you have 10% in, all is fine. You got to have this private mortgage stuff, which is going to add a cost to it. But, you know, what the heck? It's all rolled into it. You'll never even notice it. And then, because we wanted every single solitary person to own a home, whether they could afford it or not, a little bit like cash for clunkers, this was cash for condos in many ways, you then said, when you go for a mortgage, it used to be you had to prove you've got 20% down. Then it became less. Then it was, 10% down. And then it was 5%. And there's other options like VA loans and FHA loans were always less. The farm loans were less. But they weren't available to everybody. And then you said, well, we're going to have a no doc loan. What does that mean? No documents. Stated income. You go into the mortgage place, you go, I make $1 kajillion a year. Okay, sir, how many zeros in a kajillion? There you go. Here's your keys. And then what happens a couple of years after that? Jingle mail. You ever hear the phrase jingle mail? All these people in all these homes that they could not afford put the keys in the envelope and mailed them back to the banks. Then what happens? Well, companies like BlackRock then go in and scoop up these houses off of the foreclosure list, and there you have it. But we're just going to give people, she and her administration, you know, we're not involved in that. She and her administration are going to give each person $25,000 if they're a first-time home buyer so that they can go out and buy a home. Well, sure. I mean, really, what could possibly go wrong with that? It just sounds fantastic. And while you're giving out free stuff there, ma'am, I'm telling you right now, I want my flying car. And I want to make sure that it's not causing any emissions, so I would like it to be completely and totally powered by unicorn farts. And I want a chicken in every pot. And for Jeremy, I want pot in every chicken. I'm telling you, you can do it! It's 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Our forecast from the personal injury attorneys of Crew Ravens and Knoll Weather Center. Look for some clouds this evening and the overnight. Overnight lows of 71. Yeah, too warm to open the windows. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs of 88. Sunday, look for thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs of 87. Right now, 88 at Richmond's News Weather and Traffic Station. News Radio WRVA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I will remind you, Chronic Care of Richmond text line always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I've got a number of good texts I want to get to, but there's just so much coming from Kamala Harris as she explains Kamalanomics, man. I mean, it's just crazy. Tony sends a nice note over here on Facebook. If you're not with me on Facebook, you should be. The Jeff Katz Show is where you find me on Facebook. Give that a like or a follow, whatever pops up there. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Oh, over on X. Yeah. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. So Tony sends a note here and says, I am so tired of all the anti-grocery rhetoric already being spewed. I would invite the vice president to visit the Richmond area. We have so many different grocery options. She could learn how competition and freedom to innovate drive prices down and actually elevate service. Have you ever been to a small town with just one grocery store? Of course. While I tend toward Kroger, I love having all the options and variety to choose from. These stores are tripping over themselves to draw me into the stores, and they do this by lowering prices. Price gouging only lasts so long before these businesses would start to lose money. Absolutely. Richmond is a prime example. And Tony, thank you for pointing that out to everybody. We've got such a collection of grocers. I think Richmond was like a grocery test market for a period of time, right? You've got, obviously, look, my favorite, because I'm not just because I'm friends with him, because the food is great, Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. But we've got Food Lion that we sometimes run to up here, you know, if we don't feel like driving to Short Pump. You've got Wegmans. You've got Kroger. You've got Publix. What else do we got? We got other stuff out there, right? There are a couple of, like, standalone things. And Tony's absolutely right. If you've ever been in a town that only has one supermarket, well, they got you. They've got you. Oh, Aldi and Lidl, right? We've got those. I like Aldi, by the way, because I don't know how they stay in business. You can go and actually buy a shopping cart for 25 cents at Aldi. It's great. Oh, man, I love that. Let me get to a couple of texts here. 804 says, Jeff, exactly like the Tesla credit of $6,000. Right, there was a that's right. There was an EV tax break, right? $6,000. The very next day, Tesla announced a price increase of $6,000. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Ken in Chesterfield. Mr. Katz, a demographer suggests that Trump will not win the election due to the larger population group favoring socialism. And he predicts the United States will become a socialist nation. I guess the promise of free stuff will prevail. Isn't that terrible? Jeff, this is John from New Kent. My first mortgage required 20% down. The interest rate was 12.5%. That was in 1983. I managed that, making $14 an hour. What is wrong with people today? Yeah. I think Kamala is confusing price gouging with ear gauging. Jeff from Goochland. What happened to the left having an issue with misinformation? That's all that Harris spouts. Chuck from Chester. Jeff, I love hearing Dave Brett. You should always schedule him for extra time. He is spot on and so are you. I love your show. Thank you. John says, how about Dave Brett for president? Yeah, that would work for me. I like that. Like that a lot. Jeff, I have always been a one-issue voter, Second Amendment. However, that has changed to a different issue. I'm calling it Save Our Country from these folks. Yeah. Thanks for what you do, Berkeley in Mechanicsville. Well, thank you, Berkeley, for listening. I appreciate that. Citizens of Glen Allen, Jeff, it's not the government job to interfere with the private sector's proof. Yeah, blah, blah. Oh, items are 20. The COVID projects. Proof is in the COVID projects. Items are 25% more than before the Harris-Biden administration took over. They assume no accountability for their actions. You're right. You're absolutely right. All right. What's going on with your car? We're going to find out in just a couple of seconds. Stan Andrews is going to be with us at 4:33. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, man, it is Friday, isn't it? Yes, yes, it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. There is so much that we're dealing with this afternoon, and some of the nonsense, absolute utter garbage coming from Kamala Harris, our not ready for primetime vice president who would like to be president, now attacking grocers. Grocers are responsible for inflation, high food costs. As anyway, I'm going to take a deep breath. My dear friend Tom Leonard is going to be along in just about an hour because he and other grocers around America now are like enemy number one, and it makes absolutely positively no sense. You know, throughout the last couple of years, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who is the car whisperer, every Saturday morning at 8 in the garage with Stan Andruski, talks about car issues, you got car questions, he's got the car answers, but he has also pointed out the increasing cost for parts, the unavailability of parts. Is he a bad guy because an engine that, I don't know, used to be $1,000 now costs $4,000? Because if we follow that logic, then he's also one of the enemies. I still love him, but what can I tell you? Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz. Yeah, wow, that was a loaded introduction. I heard a lot of that, and I'll just say this. I don't need to get into politics to get into economics 101.
Right.
When you hate petroleum and you come in and you shut petroleum pipelines down in the name of fake environmental concerns, there are no concerns over petroleum. It's one of the cleanest energy sources, nuclear being the cleanest.
That's right.
Cleaner than windmill, cleaner than solar. Let's not forget both of those style of energies need to use batteries to store. Same thing like EVs. They're dirtier than petroleum is overall. So we got to keep in mind, and look, I've talked about economics before. I'm a business owner. I am a servant of our community first, and I try to do what I'm supposed to do. But in order to do it correctly and make sure that I can take care of customers' cars, I can get the top-of-the-line technicians, the best parts, the best warranties, the best equipment to fix your car, and try to somehow hold that all together, it all starts with fuel prices in this country. Inflation is from overspending, where the government, no matter what they tax the rich or all of us, spends too much money.
Yep.
And they've been doing it for years. And when you spend too much money, it devalues what you can buy.
That's right.
So when you go after petroleum and gas is $5 a gallon, $3 a gallon, $8 in California, that's why I'm in the automotive industry. I can speak on this. That's why you guys pay more for everything. It's not the greedy grocers. It's not Tom Leonard, who will inform you on along the same line, I guarantee you. He's a business owner.
Yep.
It's not us. It's your leadership selling our country out to dry to everybody else. That's why when you look at all of these sites, you do see a lot of immigrants working now because owners cannot afford, and people who own their homes cannot afford to pay the labor prices for anyone in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we're in a really bad pickle, and somebody better stop spending money and use our money wisely very quickly. It's only going to get worse. And, you know, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I am a pro-petroleum. I am a pro-poor people person. I want poor people in medium class to be able to better themselves. And the first way you got to do is make energy affordable. When energy is this high, it ruins the entire country every single time.
Yep. Yep. Well, I can't add anything to that. You are absolutely spot on. I think when we get people who are business owners like you or a Tom Leonard or anybody else, I mean, we're talking about real local people because what. And again, I don't want us going off on political stuff because we're talking about cars, but it's all related, and you know that, and I know that, and we all know that. You know, but when we start demonizing business owners, you say, but wait a minute. You know, here's Stan and Megan. They have this dream to have their own store, their own shop, and then they realize that, and then they hire, I don't know, 10 people, and they each realize their dream. This is not a bad thing. This is exactly what this country was built on. This is all positive, man.
Well, if you don't want politicians in your life, why the heck would you want them in your local grocery store's business? If they're spending our money so carelessly, think about the last honest to goodness thing we could say. In Henrico, maybe we have a very good run county right now, mostly. They've been doing some weird stuff lately. Hanover's pretty well run. But what about the entire United States?
Yep.
I mean, what program do we have that you can point to in the government and say, oh, that works successfully?
Yeah.
I mean, honest, just let's just be honest.
Yep.
Right? I'm a JFK Democrat who believed that the prices for business owners in this country was way too high, that the taxation was way too high. That's John F. Kennedy.
That's right. That's right.
How quickly we forget, just because what I'm trying to tell people is, think about your family, think about your future when you vote, and I don't care who you vote for, it's your choice. We got to live with the consequences.
That's right.
And people like me, I can help and help and help and help, and I'm going to be okay. I grew up poor, and then I'm not scared to be poor again.
Right.
I know how to be poor and still survive. The problem is we have a lot of elderly people who cannot do the same thing. So exactly when it comes down to cars, guys, that's why I'm an advocate. That's why Toyota, the smartest automotive company in the world, the most successful, is going back to hybrids, because they realized the EV game was a ploy. They got the government money like everybody else did. They took it. It failed, and now they're getting away. Ford has second quarter and first quarter over $5 billion in failure. Do you know how many people in the United States we could feed around the world for $5 billion in failures on EVs?
Yeah.
Now, which is better? We take that money and feed the hungry, or we throw it away on battery-powered cars without any professional coming in and saying they'll work?
That's right.
Just on a hunch.
That's
so,
right.
Again, this is a car program. I'm all about cars. School's going back Monday. You know, I wanted to talk about school buses. We say this every year when school goes back. Do not pass that school bus with a stop sign. You're likely to kill a child. You're not in that big of a rush. Please take a second. And if you're not sure if you should stop, look at your local laws. Pretty much if there's no median, you're supposed to stop. Look at your local laws, and if you're in question and you see a school bus stop, just stop.
Yeah.
If you're really wondering about it, put your hazards on.
Yeah.
You know, if it's on the other side of a highway, probably not.
Yeah.
Right? Use your common sense, guys. But please, kids get hit every single year. School's going back Monday. The kids are probably pretty excited. Teachers have been working their butts off the last few weeks. And, you know, hopefully fall is a nice, safe fall for everyone.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you said the kids are excited. Let's not mislead anybody. The parents are excited. That school
had it
back
wrong.
In session, right? That's I know.
Yes,
I know.
The parents.
I know a lot of parents Monday morning around 10 a.m. who are going to be having mimosas.
I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but look, the good news is they're going back for a lot of the parents. I mean, even my sweet Caroline and Trevor going back up to you know, Radford and Roanoke and up in that area, Christiansburg, and it's going to be bittersweet. Meg and I are empty nesters. We enjoy the time, but we also had a great summer with our kids and blessed to be able to be there. We have blessings beyond belief in this country. I think we could all get along again if we decided to really stop playing politics like sports teams, get some business people together, let them start making some of the decisions.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's who keeps the world going around, business owners and people who serve their community.
No doubt. Well, Stan, I know we say amongst ourselves, the two of us, keep reminding each other that we talk about cars on Saturday mornings. And one of the things you mentioned, the school's coming back in. It will be fall. And, you know, there's just some things you probably have not done through the summer. There's certain things you come to a certain point in the year and you say, oh, yeah, well, we ought to do that. So you want to give everybody just a heads up tomorrow morning as we talk about school returning, keeping your eyes out for those school buses. What about things people should look for in their cars as the calendar turns a little bit?
100%. Great, great question. First and foremost is always tires for me. It's one of the most easy safety things to actually look over. You walk out to your car every single day or whenever you're going to work, or walk around it. Look at the car. Does it look weird? Do the tire treads look low? Does the tire look low? Because now, you know, we're getting into the 60s in the evenings now, sometimes again, 50s. It's going to be a variable temperature. Your tire pressure is going to be variable. So you're going to want to be checking it, making sure your heater system is up to par, right? We've had AC all summer. Now it's going to be heater time. You know, Virginia could switch in the drop of a dime and you could be finding yourself on a 30-degree morning freezing. So you want to have your coolant system checked, make sure it can protect you through the winter, along with all your fluids. And a basic safety check is always important every quarter. Cabin air filters, making sure all of the allergens that are in that car over the summer, through the fall, through the spring, that we're switching out to a new cabin air filter that can neutralize all those allergies, because Stuff might not even be blooming on the trees, but it might still be blooming in your car.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, such great points. By the way, I want everybody to know that the caliber of people that you and Megan employ, it continues to impress me. I'm honest when I have any interaction with any of your staff, right? I'll send you a note, or I'll send a note to Robbie. And I had the opportunity this week, had to take a car in for the state inspection, and, you know, lube, oil filter, that sort of deal. And I was just so blown away by the two service advisors. One was named Chris, which I know doesn't narrow it down, and the other was Danielle. They were absolutely stellar. You gotta give them a high five.
I will. Danielle is a Marine, so she was working through the summer for us, and she will go back to Norfolk. At the end of it, we're going to miss her dearly. She's also a member at Heights Church with us. Absolutely amazing individual. She brings customers back and forth and helps them grabs parts sometimes for us, answers phones, advises on service. An amazing person. Chris, the other Chris, one of the three we have, is absolutely outstanding as well. And thank you for saying that. You know, a lot of people don't know this. When you guys are honest with us and you give us messages, and if we mess something up, you give us a chance. You know, it's not... we're not perfect. Mistakes still happen. Thankfully, it's very rare that it's anything major. We've got that pretty narrowed down. But, yeah, you've told me multiple times while I was the last 10 years, are you sure that, like, this is what you want for service? Or, hey, man, this is great. I love your honesty, and I think that Certified Auto's gotten way better. I've gotten better having friends like you in Central Virginia that I don't mind if somebody has a hard conversation and says, hey, guys, you can do this better. I don't ever I used to take it when I was younger. Bad, but now I'm just like, well, thank you, because I can't see everything. I depend on you guys to help us get better for y'all. So thank you.
I mean, I'm going to share with everybody a phrase that I actually learned from you, and then I'm going to cut you loose because it's Friday and you probably have a boat or something to go sailing on. but hard conversation now, easy life later, right?
Yeah, and if you let it go by and you keep letting things bypass, easy conversation now, hard life later.
Exactly.
Better get the hard conversations out the way now.
That's it. Stan, we love you, my friend. We will talk at you tomorrow morning.
See you in the morning. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is Stan Andruski. Yes, he is my brother from another mother. I told you a number of years ago, I demoted him from friend to family, which means, you know, when he comes over, he gets his own coffee. What am I, his servant? No, let me get his own coffee. He's part of the family. Great guy. Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., the best weekend show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski on this very radio station. Don't miss it. 4:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRPA. 4:54. For Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I've got so much that I've got to get through today. Germ, I'm just going to warn you. I think we are sort of fixing here to put together a whole big soggy salad bowl as we head through the afternoon heading into Monday. But LeVar Stoney, who is... well, he's the latest grossly incompetent mayor of the city of Richmond. So, of course, he wants to take his same level of incompetence to the state level and become a lieutenant governor. He is outraged that the Family Foundation has filed a lawsuit against this absolutely bat-crap crazy sale of a building in Richmond for $10. So that Richmond... thanks to LeVar Stoney, which has destroyed tourist opportunities by trashing statues, now wants to become an abortion tourist destination. Incredible. State of California says people inside buildings should start wearing face masks again. Why? Well, there's an increase in COVID. What's bizarre about this is that even that tiny... tyrannical, despicable little troll, Anthony Fauci, admitted the masks do absolutely positively nothing to stop the spread of COVID. It's time that we go back to banning the wearing of masks. I mean, honestly, I see some of these people and I'm thinking, what are you going to do? You're going to rob a stagecoach later today? It's just absurd. It's absurd. And a little bit closer to home, I have to talk about this in the 5 o'clock hour. We have a Richmond police statue. Did you know that? Well, you wouldn't know it because LeVar Stoney and his collection of cop-hating, bottom-feeding, awful human beings have removed that statue and hidden that statue for years now. And damn it, I want that statue back where everybody can see it. We'll talk about that. Oh, Brad sends a note here. I got to get to quickly. Jeff, a wind turbine that creates electricity will use approximately 700 gallons of petroleum lubricant for it to work. Oh, yeah. What could go wrong? 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.